You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Man, that traffic jam. I'm running around. All of us. It, very rarely do I care about a celebrity, but Dolly Parton lived in the light, as she said. What a badass. Meantime, a lot going on. Is this starting, guys? I can't see anything. Okay, take the feed from City Hall. Listen.
With UPMC, we share, obviously, a commitment to the health and safety and well-being of our Pittsburgh community. Today, we are announcing that UPMC will be donating 229 medical trauma kits to the Pittsburgh police officers. Every second matters in an emergency. And when our police are first on scene, whether it's our officers, our SWAT, or our tactical paramedics, our responsibility is to give the best care to those individuals. This donation will help ensure that every patrol vehicle, our SWAT officers, and our tactical paramedics will all have trauma kits. Our officers will also be trained by UPMC on how to use the kits, as well as looking at acute care skills. This is not just a one-time donation. This is a long-term commitment from UPMC that will replenish the kits as we continue this process. We have some of the best officers, paramedics, and firefighters. The more we get donations like this, the better off we all are as a city, because we are looking after the well-being of each and every resident. And to have UPMC step up again when needed to provide our officers, our paramedics, and our firefighters with the equipment that they not only need, but they deserve, and our residents deserve, on-scene care to save Pittsburghers' lives is transformative for the future of our region. So on behalf of the city of Pittsburgh, it is a great day to get this donation, and it wouldn't have happened without UPMC and their leadership. It is now my pleasure to bring up the CEO and president of UPMC, Leslie Davis.
Major donation from UPMC to the city. This raises the amount given to about $35 million.
Thank you so much, Mayor, Director Williams, and the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police. We are so grateful for your partnership and for the dedication of our police officers, EMS professionals, and first responders who work every day to keep our community safe. At UPMC, we know that in an emergency, seconds matter, and the right training, the right equipment, and partnerships actually save lives. And that is why we are so pleased to provide these trauma kits to the officers who protect Pittsburgh residents each and every day. This is one more way that UPMC is working with Mayor O'Connor and the city to strengthen emergency response and public safety. Now, an emergency can begin at home or in the streets or in an ambulance or actually in an emergency department. Our goal is the same, to help people get the care where they need it most. And these kits will give patients a better chance at survival and recovery. Mayor O'Connor, thank you for your leadership and your partnership. and whether through our $35 million commitment to city EMS or today's trauma kits, UPMC remains committed to showing up for the people who serve this city and the residents who depend on them. To Director Williams, the Bureau of Police, EMS professionals, and all first responders, thank you. We are grateful for your service. We are honored to stand alongside you, and we are committed to supporting you. Thank you.
Live announcement at City Hall, UPMC donating.
But certainly here's another opportunity to really just take great delight in what's happening.
Public Safety Director Sheldon Williams.
This donation by UPMC is very significant. The trauma kits that are being provided for the personnel who may need to respond to certain situations now are now more well-equipped to be able to provide seconds of crucial opportunity and time for life-saving opportunities. Inside EMS, they talk about this thing called the golden hour. And in that golden hour, they want to make sure from the time of an incident to the time to provide care is lessened during that time frame, because we know survivability begins to drop precipitously after that golden hour. Well, now we have trauma kits given to police officers, whereas where there are opportunities where certain traumas would exist, that seconds matter. And now they're equipped to be able to provide that level of response. It is exciting to have this opportunity. When Mayor O'Connor entrusted me with the area of public safety, I think long and hard and make sure that we have the ability to respond effectively for our citizens. And that equipping is something that weighs heavily on me as well. Today marks the day that we are better equipping our law enforcement, our tactical officers, for situations that may arise, that we can have an appropriate response that provides those added seconds to minutes that might provide a life-saving opportunity for somebody in need. So with that, I want to thank you for your generous donation and your continued commitment to providing for public safety and our ongoing relationship with UPMC. Thank you very much.
Public Safety Director Sheldon Williams.
Dr. Lenny Weiss, who will provide some comments as well. Oh. Sorry.
Major contribution from the UPMC once again to the city.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt the commander. I just want to say thank you for this incredible partnership that we have between the UPMC health system, our professionals, and Pittsburgh Public Safety. We really have a renowned public safety, knowing how the national scope works. Our paramedics, our firefighters, and our police officers respond to emergencies every day, and they are equipped with the knowledge and the skills because of programs like this. It takes only seconds, as the director suggested, to bleed out, and the police officers get on scene quickly, and we entrust them with the professionalism to handle whatever threat might be present while taking care of victims in parallel, and we know that saves lives. So I want to thank all of our partners here today between the city of Pittsburgh,
all right, folks,
law enforcement,
so,
and EMS.
Major announcement there from UPMC.
Thank you.
Partnering once again with the city. This is fabulous stuff. So what they're going to do is distribute right now. They have the kits with them.
Good morning, everyone. I would also like to thank UPMC, Leslie Davis, and Dr. Weiss,
all right,
for
that's
this
enough.
Support.
Thanks, boys. 229 medical trauma kits. In every frontline police patrol vehicle, how about that? Tourniquets, chest seals, trauma dressings. Wow. SWAT officers will have them, tactical paramedics, four disaster and mass casualty response bags. In total, since Corey took office, the commitment from UPMC, $35 million. A total commitment to public safety with vehicles and other EMS apparatus. This is the partnership we've been talking about for decades, and it's coming to fruition. And it's ongoing. UPMC promises to keep up this sponsorship and partnership and replenish supplies. Fantastic stuff. We'll be right back.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Important distinction. Not one deal was made with the Gainey administration and UPMC while he was mayor. Not one. So far, UPMC has committed $35 million to the city. $35 million, multitude of deals. It's called relationships. It's called partnerships. It's called understanding what matters in this town. And now, all parties are at the table and all parties give a damn. It's a lesson in relationships. When I talk to my kids, I tell them the most significant thing you will have in your life, your relationships, not your cars, not your shoes, not your photos on Instagram, your relationships. Meantime, massive breaking news. We broke this before the Wall Street Journal and the networks. Meta settled a multi-billion dollar, some say as high as $18 billion case in California. The dispute over the addictive qualities of social media. This was a coalition of state attorneys general, including PA, major trial. Allegations that Meta misrepresented child-related mental health harms caused by their apps, Facebook and Instagram. As a result of this settlement, Pennsylvania will receive, and let me get to my notes from one of my sources in the AG's office, somewhere between $560 and $700 million plus dollars. Could go to $800 million. One of the lawyers at the table, one of my boys, who I have a great relationship with, Tom King. It's important stuff, isn't it, Tom?
It's very important, Marty, and this is huge news out of California.
Tell us why. Break it down for us, sir.
Well, I received early this morning copies of the settlement agreement, and I can't say that I've read every word of it, but I've certainly perused all of it. And your numbers are accurate. The Pennsylvania number could be as high as $705 million. And there's a settlement also of a case called Cambridge, where Pennsylvania gets another $23 million. And it's payable. This stuff is payable over 10 years, which is really good because in comparable actions, like in the vaping cases, they were payable over a longer period of time. And so the numbers are right. But the settlement of this is really important, not just for the money, but the controls that are going to be implemented. There is a settlement here, and there will be ultimately a court order approving this settlement. And Meta has agreed to default teen users to a daily limit maximum of 60 minutes a day, not to exceed 120 minutes per day across all the Meta platforms. There'll be a daily reset. There are all sorts of provisions in here negotiated by the attorneys general on limiting teen use.
Hold on 1 second, Tom. I'm seeing nighttime restrictions, suspend push notifications, nighttime blocks for teens between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., a personalized feed opt-out. They gain the ability to turn off algorithm-driven personalized feeds, enhanced age assurance. Wow, rigid age verification standards. Implement oversight, required to hire an independent auditor. All of this is important, is it not, sir?
It is. There's also a provision that supervising parents shall also be able to modify a teen user's school hours and restrict access to all functionality other than messaging from Meta's platforms for teen users during school hours. That's one of the things that we've been after from the beginning of this is to get this stuff out of the schools. And so that's why this is so important. The school cases remain. They're not settled yet, but they're likely to be next. So,
Attorney Tom King, this is what we would call a conflation point. This is a complete shift in the battle against social media for control, is it not, sir?
Yes, sir. This is the admission that everyone's been looking for. This is the admission that there need to be controls, that there weren't controls. It's a vindication of the position that the lawyers have been taking all along and the AGs have been taking on behalf of the states.
So it's really a gigantic deal. TK, this is the cigarette smoke causes cancer ruling in the social media world, is it not?
It is. It's really an earthquake in this litigation. So it's a big deal.
So Sunday, Dave Sunday's going to go live here in about an hour and a half. No, in about 45 minutes. What can Pennsylvania do with up to $750 million, sir?
Well, the details will be, I'm sure that Dave Sunday knows those details better than I. But likely the use of these funds is similar to other settlements like this, would be used to pay for people getting treatment for addiction, to social media for the ills that it's created, paying for social workers, paying for programs, paying for teachers, paying for any remedy that's available to stop this stuff. So Dave will know. He'll know the details much better than I will. But the settlement is 100 pages long, Marty. So
Tom King mentioned something very important. The schools are up next. What does that mean, sir?
Well, the school districts have their own suits for the damages that they've incurred. So the schools, of course, the first school case was settled in Kentucky. So Meta and Google and Snapchat and TikTok all have yet to settle with the rest of the school districts. So there's probably somewhere around maybe 1,500 to 2,000 school districts across the country, including 100 and some that we represent here in Pennsylvania that are yet to settle. So
including locals like Mount Lebanon, sir.
Yes, sir. Seneca Valley, Butler, Mount Lebanon, Intermediate Unit 4. We have a number. Peters Township has joined. So a lot of the local school districts are involved in this. Pittsburgh's involved in it.
Let's be blunt. Meta doesn't settle for nearly $18 billion because they're feeling philanthropic, sir. They got caught cold busted, did they not, sir?
They did, and Zuckerberg was going to have to take the stand again and again and again in these cases. He's already taken it a couple times, and obviously doesn't like it. And so this was tremendous lawyering. My hat's off to Dave Sunday and the attorney generals who negotiated this deal. And it's a great day for kids, families, and school districts in the state of Pennsylvania.
Hey, with a valuation in the area of $1.5 trillion, is this a pimple on the butt of Meta, or does this hurt them, sir?
Well, nobody was out to put them out of business. Certainly, that's that wasn't what anybody was about. But I don't know. I don't know what they think behind the scenes. But certainly, $18 billion is a lot of money in anybody's book. So it's I think for the attorney generals, the bigger part than even the money are the controls that they've negotiated into this deal. And they're enforceable by the fact that a federal judge in California is going to sign an order approving this thing. She'll have jurisdiction over this. It provides for independent auditors. I mean, they're going to have to do what they say they will do.
Darn
too. And they'll be back in court again if they don't. So
sends a message, brother, sitting at the table.
Yes,
Tom
sir,
King. It's good to be the king as always, my man. You're on top of it. Truth to power. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
It's amazing. He's a hell of a man, a hell of a lawyer. This is a hell of an important situation here. Big time.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Without getting into details, a couple things happened to me this week. A friend reached out that a former Pittsburgh Steeler is living in pain and suffering with dementia, urinating in a, sorry to be vulgar, glass jar, memory issues, horrible personal physical issues, former Steeler. and desperately needs help, and all of this brought on by severe concussion issues. A close friend in this business, a giant in the world of television, is at home right now with her husband, who in his 50s started having memory issues and now has severe dementia. And she can no longer leave him alone and says, my husband is not my husband anymore. All of it related to massive head trauma playing football in high school and college. I tell these stories not to make you sad, but to make you aware that this is now coming to light in our lives. And this study blew us all away yesterday, but it didn't, that suggested that more NFL players than anyone ever imagined have had concussions. And then there's this. One of my favorite people in life, one of my close friends, just happens to be my cousin. Your husband is in essence in a vegetative state right now, is he not, my dear?
You would say definite vegetative state. Yes.
Right?
Yes, he doesn't speak. He's in a chair. He needs help with everything, even being fed, pureed
and,
food.
And yeah. When did he start having what we would call dementia-related issues?
Probably like 13 years ago.
How old would he have been, my dear?
He would have been about 52.
52 years old?
Yeah.
And I told you before the break that my friend said to me, I lost my husband a year ago. I'm just taking care of him now. You live that every day, don't you?
100%. We've grieved and grieved, and we're kind of in survival mode now. Yeah.
You laugh because it's so painful.
I laugh because I can't believe it's happening, too.
And let's be clear. He didn't play football, but for him it was worse. Massive concussions. He was a hockey star.
He was a hockey star. He was healthy his whole life. He literally was never sick.
And you saw this study and immediately reached out to me. Why?
Because I really believe that his condition now is from all of the years he played hockey. He played from when he was 12 years old through college. And he was an all-star. I sent you those articles.
He's a badass.
The Pittsburgh paper wrote all these articles about him. He was like in the headlines of the sports pages.
Scored 7 goals in a game.
One was 11, I think.
11 in a game.
Wow. Uh-huh. And he was, and I asked his friend, because I didn't know him in high school, from high school, I said, Louie, like, was he, you know, what was he like in high school? He said he literally got best in the state at one point in high school. And this was in the 70s. So this was when no one thought about concussions.
Wow.
You know, you played football, right?
Yep.
And so they would say, shake it off. Literally, that was the words, shake it off.
And they hunted your husband on the ice, in essence.
Of course. You know, they would. I mean, if you're on the other team, there's no protocols for head injuries. And your coach on the other team is telling you, get after 17. Go after 17. Because they know. And my cousin, this is the truth. It was at Bethel Park High School. And my cousin's son played hockey there recently, the past few years. And yeah. I told her about it and I sent her all the articles. She said they still talk about those years. Mm. Now. The coaches.
Sweetheart, you have spent, my wife is here with us, of course. You have spent a lot of time on this concussion issue. This article didn't really blow you away. You kind of saw this coming. You've been reporting on this, quite frankly, for several years, dear.
Well, I have, because our good friend and former colleague, John Burnett from KDKA-TV, our weatherman, my co-host, he was diagnosed with suspected CTE when he was still alive and dealing with a lot of memory and other issues, cognitive issues, because CTE can't officially be diagnosed until someone dies, which mm-hmm. is part of the challenge here. But he did end up having CTE among many other neurological and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other issues. And that's, he played football all the way through University of Tennessee since he was little, had multiple concussions. And so, yeah, when I saw this story, I was shocked, but like you said, not really.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I just think, you know, a lot of people in the world of sports, particularly football, but also hockey, boxing, some other sports that have higher risk of concussion, they know that there are a lot more concussions than people talk about. In this study, if you actually drill down on it, from 2008 to 2021, 93% of the brains that they tested, these are people, football players, NFL football players who had died, 93% had CTE. Now, the 25%.
Eileen, that's shocking to you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's
everyone in essence.
Yes.
The reason they came to the 25% was because they figured more people whose brains are getting tested are more likely to have the problem. So they were trying to kind of gauge like what would be more realistic. But 25 is probably a vast underrepresentation. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be just CTE. There's a lot of other brain issues like what Neil has, frontotemporal dementia, Alzheimer's. All of these could very well be connected to Alzheimer's. And the thing is, kids are still playing football, all these wonderful sports, which you get so many great things from. I don't want to, you know, downplay that because there's wonderful things you get from sports. But we need more information to make wise decisions on whether we should or shouldn't play.
Eileen, I ain't doing it. That's my son. He's a big boy. He ain't playing no football. Sorry.
Well, the thing
Eileen,
is,
hold on, Eileen. You see these numbers. There's no way in hell if he saw these numbers, Neil would have played. Or would he have?
Alana well, you know, said, I'd do it over again. What's interesting is our son Colin played a couple years of football, and his friend wanted him to play soccer, so Neil was very happy about that. And some of Colin's friends were going to play hockey. They were like in first or second grade, and Neil said no.
Wow.
So I think that's interesting.
Wow.
Did he know? Because we saw him in decline. Stuff would happen.
Right.
He would take what I would call weird walks, right?
Long walks.
He went to New York and lost his car, thought it was stolen.
Right.
Right. He was still 52 years old, right?
Correct.
And now he is in essence a vegetable, is he not?
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Are you angry about it?
That's a good question, actually.
I think you are sometimes, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a struggle every day. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle every single day.
And let's be blunt. He would be better, and I'm not trying to be morbid, in some ways if he passed. It's that difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, and if he knew this, that he would be where he is, he would have signed something. He would have done something.
He wouldn't want to live.
No. No, if you would see the way the conditions are at the nursing home, it's just depressing, and it doesn't matter what nursing home it
is. No. Honey, you watched John. It's hard to even think about without crying.
Yeah.
The decline was insanely fast.
It was very quick, yes. I mean, we saw it. There were early stages of gradual, but then once it kind of catapulted, it went pretty quickly with his cognitive issues and other physical issues as a result of it.
Can you guys hang? Can you hang?
All right,
we got to talk about this more. I'm talking to every grandparent out there who has a nephew playing tomorrow night or Friday night. Is it worth it? Read this study. Please, do yourself a favor. Groundbreaking study suggesting widespread brain trauma among former NFL players. At least one in four had CTE. I'm sitting here with my cousin Eileen, whose husband was an all-state hockey player. Significant concussion issues. And my wife, who's done significant work in this area, including a major piece she did this week, which blew my mind, on mouthpieces and Aliquippa and some groundbreaking research. But before I get to that, I've got to ask Eileen this. I've asked at least 100 guys I played football with and NFL players and college players who are now slipping, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Taking big bags of pills, if you know what I'm saying. Try and fend this off. Would you play again? Would you do it? Yeah, I'd do it all again. Would Neil do it all again, your husband?
He loved it so much. He might have.
Right. Honey.
That's what John Burnett told me.
Same thing. Tell, what did John, I think I remember you asking him this.
I flat out asked him. I said, would you have played football knowing what you know now about how it has, you know, caused you to get these cognitive issues pretty young. He was 69.
Her husband was 52.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
And he said, absolutely, I would play. It's part of who I am. And I love the sport so much.
And Eileen, to your point, it's not just football. Boxing, hockey, honey, soccer, women's basketball, right?
You know, but what's interesting is they're just starting to come out with that, like with all these facts and figures. When he was first diagnosed 10 years ago, they never asked me about sports.
Never.
Never asked me if he played sports.
Never.
The only way I even got on that path is from, can I say, Joe Massaro, my friend from high school. Because his father had early Alzheimer's, and he was on the Alzheimer's Association board, and I ran into him, told him about Neil, only because we were friends, you know, and wanted to let him know, especially since he had an interest in dementia. And he said, did he ever play any sports? And that's what got me on the path of thinking that way. And then I started asking questions with his family because I didn't know him in high school. And they said he was in the hospital for a head injury. He broke everything. He broke his nose. He was in my sister-in-law said he was always on crutches or something.
Hey, honey, you did a story that was groundbreaking this week. So we know it's a problem, but we can't suggest that it's being ignored. There are massive studies and equipment changes, and you pointed that out in this eye-opening piece about mouth guards in Aliquippa High School. Tell us.
Yeah, so a Penn State scientist has these special mouth guards that literally have an accelerometer, gyroscope, Bluetooth battery, and proximity sensor in the mouthpiece. It's like in the back, and the kids said you can't even feel it. It's just like wearing a normal mouth guard, but it sends live information data on whenever they get a head impact.
It's amazing.
And so the athletic trainer can see it in real time, and so can the scientists. And what the scientists are doing is they're taking that and creating computer simulations to project how that might be causing strain in the brain or head injury. And then what they're doing is comparing what the projection is, which is, you know, no one knows for sure, but they're hoping that this might be the real thing, and then comparing it with what they're really feeling and experiencing, like through those impact concussion type tests. And the goal is that someday on the sidelines, these coaches can look and see, wait, this kid got a head impact, needs to be taken out. This is too, you know, serious. I mean, it's a ways away, and it's sad that it's taken this long to start this kind of research. We need to be doing so much more of this because we need the information so that kids can play safely. I mean, saying—
I got to ask you this before we run out of time. This is important. And you pointed this out from this massive study that broke yesterday. Kind of blew me away. When did most of these injuries occur?
Most of them happened during practice.
Wow.
And that's the thing, is that changes could be made. You know, if you said, okay, kids can only play flag football through high school, or no hitting during practice. I mean, there are things you could do to change. I know they're now wearing the Guardian caps in practice, the kids, I saw them.
Yeah.
But they're not wearing them in games. Why not? You know, what's going on here? Why are we not doing more, in my opinion, to protect these kids' brains?
Eileen, when your husband, and he will pass, will you have his brain studied like these other athletes?
Yeah, so right in the beginning, whenever I did talk to Joe Massaro, his mom, Carol, told me about the Alzheimer's disease research study. So Neil has been involved with the Alzheimer's disease research study from day one, well, early on. And so we will do a donation. And then after I heard Christine's story, then I contacted the Brain Bank to make sure that they work together with the Alzheimer's disease research study or center. And they do. So
when you go to see him and you do, what do you do? Does he acknowledge you at all?
No, he just pretty much stares. I think he knows me though. I talk a lot and I show him pictures. I pull up like things. I play music.
This started when he's 52.
Yeah.
God.
Yes. Yep. He's 66.
He just ruined his life. 66. Would you say it has?
Sure, for sure.
Has
well, and your poor kids too.
Well, my kids are strong. Yeah. I mean, you know, something like this either makes you or breaks you.
God.
And
we're not even
going to
get into
the
financial commitments. In the hundreds of thousands in debt just to keep him in a place.
Yeah, if I thought about it, I would not wake up. I just wouldn't get up.
Right?
Yeah.
Honey, do we need to do more?
I mean, there's no question. We need more information. We need better ways to protect kids' heads, adults' heads, because sports are wonderful. There's absolutely so much to gain, but there's a lot to lose.
It's amazing, Eileen, and my wife knows this, having played the game at a minimal level. And it's the same today. The buzz from football, there's nothing like it. It's the highest high, and the kids and their parents can't walk away from it. They can't.
Yeah.
Well, Neil in high school had a bullseye on his wall in the basement, and he would tell his friend, "Watch, I'm going to hit that 15 times with his hockey
with the puck?
Stick with the puck. And he would hit it, his friend told me, 15 times.
Wow.
Wow. It was a
meant
passion.
That much.
But you know, somebody from the Penguins marketing team, who was a friend of mine, said now they have the wood on the walls bends. Mm. Like they've made changes. The helmets, of course, are better. Neil was in the 70s. They had plastic in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. As I did.
So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both. Thank you, sweetheart,
thank
for
you.
Your courage.
Love
and
you.
Thank you, sweetheart, for caring so much about this. It breaks my heart because there's a lot of athletes that are going to head down this path and they don't even know yet.
Yep.
Honestly.
It's true.
It's a horror story.
I mean, we don't know for sure that's what it is, but.
It's horrible.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.